Tuesday. Today is November the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's Election Day all around the country. We're going to take a look at a recent poll conducted by DTN looking at perceptions of rural voters. We'll have the details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, today is Election Day across the country, and if you have not already voted in early voting or absentee, we encourage you to be sure to get out to the polls today and exercise your rights as an American. Well, the DTN Progressive Farmer Pulse of Rural America poll was conducted recently. They surveyed 1,393 rural Americans from 46 states. Of those, 90% were considered farmers or ranchers or rural landowners. And some of the questions they asked and the responses were quite revealing. One of the questions is the country headed in the right direction. 2% strongly agreed, 8% agreed, 21% disagreed, and 56% actually strongly disagreed. You had 11% that neither agreed nor disagreed, and 1% that weren't sure. In terms of agriculture, they asked, is U.S. agriculture better off or worse now than it was 4 years ago? 8% said better off, 14% said the same, 72% said it is worse than it was 4 years ago, with 6% not sure. When they asked about the national rural economy, 0.6% said it's doing excellent, 23% said good, but 60% said not so good, and 70% said bad. When they asked about personal finances, 11% said they were doing excellent, with 56% saying they were doing good, but 30% said not so good, with 3% saying bad. Now, in a more open-ended question, they asked, assuming high input costs and low commodity prices, what are the biggest challenges and your next biggest challenge in farming? 30% said the increased regulations, 26% said more extreme weather events, 18% said a weak farm safety net, 16% said a lack of affordable land, while 10% said a lack of affordable labor. The biggest concern, 43% said the national debt or deficit, 17% said Chinese ownership of U.S. farmland, with 15% saying the U.S. trade deficit, 12% saying China's ownership of agribusiness, and 9% saying access to global markets, with 4% saying the war in Ukraine. When it comes to the farm bill, a question was asked, if forced to choose, should a new farm bill place more emphasis on commodity programs or provide more support to conservation programs? 73% responded commodity programs, with only 27 reporting to conservation programs. And regarding the Inflation Reduction Act that provided $19.5 billion to farmers to enact climate smart practices, the plan in Congress is to add those dollars to a new farm bill. They were asked, do you support keeping rules about climate smart practices to receive those dollars? 25% said yes, 46% said no, while 29% said they were unsure. And finally, when it comes to climate change currently, does or will in the future negatively impact my farming operation? 14% said they strongly agreed that climate change would impact their operation, 28% agreed, 29% neither agreed nor disagreed, with 14% disagreeing with that statement about climate change, 9% strongly disagreeing, and 6% unsure. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, demand for beef continues high despite some of the prices. USDA's Gary Crawford tells us more.
One expert says, after taking a look at USDA's latest report on cattle feedlot activity,
the key takeaway is that, you know, prices are still strong for feeder cattle, for fed cattle, and for wholesale beef prices. So as a result, we're still seeing a steady stream of animals coming into and being marketed from feedlots.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell, September placements into feedlots, 2.16 million head, down 2% from a year ago. Marketings of fed cattle out of feedlots, 1.7 million, up 2%. Leaving feedlots October 1st with 11.6 million head, almost exactly the same as a year ago. And so according to Michael,
the big thing that this report is kind of showing, which is consistent with other prices and other indicators that we see in the market, is that by and large, there's still pretty strong demand within the beef market, and likewise with cattle as well. Placements were down a little bit compared to October last year, but overall for the past couple months, placements have been relatively robust, basically showing that there's still a strong demand for cattle going into the feedlots, and prices reflect that as well. The price of feeder cattle is still above a year ago.
Yes, last Friday when Michael was talking with us, USDA's benchmark 750 to 800 pound feeders was averaging 254 a hundredweight. 1 year ago, it was only 238. Fed cattle prices were $187 a hundredweight, $3 higher than a year ago. So still plenty of incentive to keep producing beef. As to whether there's anything in the report to signal producers are planning some sort of buildup in the herd, Michael says the report gives a breakout of the feedlot inventory by sex. It shows heifers made up 39.7% of the herd. Last October, it was an even 40%.
Which might be an indication perhaps that more heifers being retained by producers for breeding.
With emphasis on the might be and the perhaps. Yes, there are fewer heifers in the feedlot inventory.
But at the same time, it's not necessarily showing any real strong signs of a trend of, you know, major heifer retention.
Just something to keep an eye on. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.